Jones.
My friends, it is Sunday, the 24th day of January 2016. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. The most draconian military authorization in U.S. history is being rammed through the U.S. Senate and House as we speak, while the East Coast is locked under some of the worst snow in the last decade with this blizzard. It's already killed more than 15 people. We're going to be breaking that down straight ahead. I'm not saying this is going to lead to martial law. This is military martial law on paper. We're going to be breaking that down and a lot more. U.S. forces are moving back into Syria and Iraq, and it's hardly even in the news. But first, the establishment media is launching its attacks.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, the nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's declassify.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
He's a conspiracy theorist.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazies.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that in uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that has descended on our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades.
It's as real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We didn't meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back.
Their defeat will be ultimately a crushing one.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, the government is not our enemy. It is a reflection of us. It's full of good people as well, but it has been captured.
You are listening to an an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide on this 24th day of January 2016. It is Sunday, which means two big playoff games. Right now, we've got the New England Patriots against the Denver Broncos. New England, 9 points. Denver on top at 17. And we're not going to discuss what's happening in the world economy. We're not going to discuss driverless cars on record to be taxpayer-funded to basically ban humans driving cars. We're not going to get into Joe Biden announcing an invasion of ground troops in Syria, which will collide with Russian troops. It could start World War III. We are not going to discuss the 6.8 magnitude earthquake that hit Alaska. We are not going to cover Defense One and the Associated Press reporting that the authorization of force that they're trying to pass in the Senate would give this president and future presidents unlimited dictatorial power in time and space and geospatially anywhere in the world. Unprecedented has even shocked Republicans, but it's hardly made the news. It is martial law powers being given to the president. Now, let's be clear before the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, all run with a story for 6 months saying, I'm saying this is martial law and the action of martial law and the maximum level of martial law, and that we'll all be in FEMA camps next week and they're coming to take our guns. Didn't say that about Jade Helm, not saying it about this. Jade Helm, and I've talked to the Special Forces troops that were involved in it, they said, absolutely, Alex, it was training for anywhere in the world, but also here in the U.S., on how to infiltrate and take over towns. And to, quote, dominate the human domain, as they quoted. And that is basically what the training was for, to condition us to operate against the American people. And we're not going to do it when the orders come down. Everyone knows. And I'm going to leave it right there. But we have a lot of former and current Special Forces people, obviously, on. You can probably guess who's telling me that. But I don't need to hear it from them. I'm looking at it historically. I know what's going on. And I'm warning you, it's kind of like a bad motorcycle gang moves in next door to you in your neighborhood. It's not a normal, you know, great motorcycle gang for veterans or a cop motorcycle gang or a motorcycle gang that's Christian. Well, you know, most motorcycle gangs are great people. But there is that 3%. 3%ers, 1%ers, they've got different names for it, that are into a criminal lifestyle. And let's just say the Hell's Angels moves in next door to you, or the Bandidos. I don't know when you're going to have problems with them, but I can bet you are. And basically, the Hell's Angels, or the Mongols, or the Bandidos have taken over the government, and they're changing all the laws in front of us, doing whatever they want, running around engaging in tyranny. And it's getting worse by the minute. I don't know how bad it's going to get. I don't know how far it's going to go. But, man, it's already crazy. And, by the way, it's not fair to say bad things about those motorcycle gangs that are actually lawful and good and honorable compared to the people that run our government. And, in fact, I'm sorry for you know comparing them to the government, because the government is the worst of the worst at the top. At the mid-level, low-level, a lot of good people. They're not our enemies. The globalists want to start a civil war in this country that's pointed at local, state, and low-level federal government. That is not, I mean, that is exactly the type of destabilization garbage they pulled everywhere else. I am firmly against it. I'm for a revolution of ideas, a revolution in voting with our dollars, our actions, not supporting globalist operations. I am for civil disobedience that's not violent, and I'm for defending ourselves 110%. That means you get attacked in cold blood straight up by these people, you know, go first blood Rambo, whatever. But we don't start the fights. We finish them, just like Lexington and Concord. And now, don't worry, the globalists will stage false flags. They've done it before. They'll do it again and blame us. But here's the good news. People see through that. And I don't mean the public. The public kind of understands the concept now on average, but the military and police get it big time. I mean, big time. They get it. They see it. They figured it all out. They've surpassed my knowledge in many ways studying it now. I mean, I can give you the good news. They're still run by the globalists. We're still in deep trouble, but it's a major ace in the hole that the globalist program of control is now known. Their systems, their modus operandi, their logic, their program, their operation. And that's what this show is here to do. Blow their operational manuals sky high. Bring them right out in the open for everybody to see them so people know what they're looking for when things happen. Okay. Obviously, we're not going to be talking about the football here today. I'm not against the football. Okay, it's just that our country has slipped so far that if one more person asked me about the Powerball a few weeks ago, I was going to go crazy. And if one more person asked me about, hey, you know, did you watch the game? Wasn't it great? Look, I'm sorry. My country is being overrun by criminal activity. Bernie Sanders came out on national television on Meet the Press and said basically confiscate guns nationwide. That clip's coming up. Biden says, quote, U.S. Turkey ready for military solution in Syria as Russian and Turkish troops, this is mainstream news, line up on each side of the border with each other. We got the Russians lining up to fight with NATO. They're already fighting NATO in Ukraine right now. This is so dangerous. It's a real game that could lead to thermonuclear war and the end of life on this planet. And that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's many analysts. Stock markets are down about a third worldwide. They're plunging. Depression is happening in over 100 countries. Recession. Over 30 countries have civil wars or wars going on in them. The world is on fire, to quote the Pentagon 2 years ago. The average American, the average European is still somewhat sheltered, is still somewhat above this, but the water is rising. And so the area of my brain that would be used a war game, football, that's what it is. It's chess on a field. I don't play a lot of chess. I used to play chess when I was a kid because games were fun. Video games were fun. Shoot 'em up games were fun. See, I do that now in the real world. I play chess in the real world for the future of the country and the planet. So, see, my masculine wargaming centers of my brain aren't watching other warriors have a simulated fight with each other, a gladiatorial event. I'm actually alive, involved in the real world, trying to get other people involved. I'm actually open carrying an M4 on my back in San Antonio with 1,500 other Texans in defiance of a city law saying they'll arrest us for doing it. And I marched with the state land commissioner at the Alamo and the police had to stand down because they knew we were in the right. See, that's a real field of battle in the information war. Not the simulated one with the football game. If your son or daughter is on the lacrosse team or on the basketball team or on the football team or on the swim team, mine are as well. I go watch it. It's great. It's good for them. Competition, working as a team, learning to get hurt, learning to get up, learning to be strong, simulated fighting. It's the legal place to fight. It's good for you. Sports is great. I love it. It's wholesome. When you're playing it or you're watching your family or when you're on a softball team or a baseball team, that's great. Don't, you know, not watching TV, out having a barbecue, whatever. What we've got here is a sick country obsessed with football and Powerball and LeBron James and having all these role models while our entire future is being stolen. It'd be like if somebody invited me over to their house and I lived across the street from a bank and they were saying, hey, come over and watch a TV show with us. And then I see the bank being robbed and I say, hey, Mabel, I'm going to go call the police right now. They're robbing the bank. And Mabel says, you're crazy. You're insulting. You don't want to come over here and watch TV with me. It's not that it's bad that you're in there watching television. That's an allegory of not living in the real world. It's that the real crime's going on 100 yards away. Or there's a car wreck with bleeding, dying people on the street. And I'm supposed to go run off and buy a Powerball ticket and go run off and watch football all day while the world passes us by. That's why we're so screwed. That's why Congress is doing things they've never done before. Because people are in a pre-matrix. They're in a trance. We have a sick world in violent, decadent decline. Where people are living in fantasy land, watching TV, on their smartphones, playing video games all day, while the real world goes on around them. When we come back, the huge developments in the Middle East, the huge developments with the War Powers Act to make the president a military dictator. I'm not kidding.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Now, I want to be 100% crystal clear. Not because of media criticism on this subject or media deception, but so the listeners understand, because this is the key. They're not going to come out and announce martial law in Germany or in Switzerland or in the Netherlands or France or the United States or Canada or Australia. They're going to call it a state of emergency, a permanent state of emergency, a civil emergency. I have AP and AFP today. I'm going to be going over these in a moment, where the French aren't allowed to demonstrate against the government on GMO, on open borders, on taxes. They're arresting people for their political speech. They've arrested now twice the leader of the main conservative party, who is the leader in national election polls, Marie Le Pen, whose father almost became president. Now, that'd be like arresting Donald Trump for his statement about barring Muslims. She just said, we're under attack like World War II. They arrested her. She's facing several years in prison. Now, I have in the Associated Press, French saying, Hollande has made a permanent state of emergency. Now they're making a financial emergency, and the tax collectors are just grabbing money out of bank accounts. That's always the real reason for the physical martial law, is the financial. Germany and France are now under martial law, and they're organizing under EU edicts, a domestic EU police force nationalizing local police and federal police and codifying that you're not allowed to criticize Muslims. You see, they use that crisis to bring them in and then basically balkanize the country. I have all that. And you say, well, what does that have to do with America? It's the exact same thing, but it's done with just a straight face. There it is, Wall Street Journal. French president to seek extended emergency powers. Of course he is. And now he's done it. And he's arresting his political enemies. He brought in the radical Muslims. When they attacked, he declared civil emergency. I don't have one. I don't have two. I don't have three. I have four articles here in my stack in the last week with calls for civil emergency to take the guns. Meet the Press, CNN, you name it. Ladies and gentlemen, remember Obama used to say, I'm not a dictator. I can't bypass Congress on borders and guns. He said that hundreds of times. And then now the last year, he just goes, Congress didn't act on guns. They didn't get in line. That's a quote. I'm taking action. He told his constituents, I changed the law and opened the borders when Congress didn't act. That's a quote. They have a name for that. So let me explain something. I'm not saying hot martial law is coming. I'm saying slow, creeping, lukewarm tyranny. And martial law is already here by every single historical yardstick there is. And major universities around the world admit the West is now totalitarian. But they leave the opposition still in place. They still have some of the window dressing. But we're here. So let me explain something. Martial law isn't coming. It's here. It's kind of like you put a turkey in the oven and turn it on to 350. And it's only heated up to like 200. But the turkey's in the oven and it's heating up and it's cooking. The turkey's in the oven. The door was closed. The heat was turned up. It's going up right now. The mercury's rising. We got to get out of this pot because we're not a brainless, mindless, dead turkey, at least yet. So they keep going, oh, really? Where's the tyranny? Where's the arrest? Where's the, I don't know, all these thousands of Christians persecuted by the IRS? I don't know, all these filmmakers and writers and governors being arrested? The attorney general, totally upstanding record of Texas, sues Obama over open borders and gun control, and they indict him? I mean, what are you talking about? Where's the attacks? Obama had the FBI crawl through everything we've done for 2 years. And the FBI wouldn't recommend indicting us for something. So Obama's shopping it around every agency right now. I've confirmed that from the feds face to face. And you know how mad Obama is? Let me tell you, when we go out to events to cover Hillary, the Secret Service sees us, completely leaves us alone, and smiles at us. Because they know what's going on. They know what's happening as well. So the good news is the people in government realize there's a criminal takeover. They know more than the public. But let me tell you something. They're making their move. So, we know there's all these rhino Republicans up there in Congress, like Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, the senator, the leader of the Senate. And I covered this in emergency report Friday evening when I learned about it. It all started unfolding Thursday, but was in one publication until Friday. Defense One. And I guess it was Don Salazar that brought it to my attention. And it was Matt out there as well. And you read it, and then you go to the actual authorization, it is insane. But it's so dry, they just say, the president can use military force anytime he wants, anywhere, 360, anywhere in the world, anytime. And Congress has nothing to say about it. Just like the last spending authorization they did, before they just did 100 plus of them, but it was limited. This time they just said the president can spend any amount of money he wants, however he wants, in perpetuity, blank check, Congress signs over its authority. I mean... That's financial martial law, just like the financial emergency in France and in Europe. They just do whatever they want. It's a blank check. It's like Obamacare just says the government insurance companies can do whatever they want. I don't know how much worse it's going to get with what they actually do, but I know they have put on paper that they've got martial law in place in America. Congress 7 years ago wouldn't vote to shut down 1,000 power plants. Obama just did it with executive action. Congress won't vote to take the guns. He's doing it with executive action. And they've got their talking heads all over TV saying, let's just go ahead and start taking these guns, and let's go ahead and have a civil war with these gun owners, and let's go ahead and just see if they try to fight us. These are crazy people. And crazy is, crazy does. Just like Hitler, they're starting to fight with the Russians. I guess that's where every crazy dictator goes to get their ass kicked, is you just go start a fight with the Russians for no reason. And then they're over here starting all these wars. U.S. troops have gone back into Iraq. They're beefing them up in Afghanistan. And Joe Biden, I've got the clip, comes out and says, we're going in with ground troops to Syria before the authorization is even passed. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and walk through all of this. But, yeah, I'm not watching the New England Patriots versus the Denver Broncos right now, because I'm in the real world battling for the future of this country while the average person is mesmerized in fantasy land watching football and playing video games and drinking a 12-pack of beer. And hey, listen, if the country wasn't going down in flames, I'd be watching football, playing video games, and drinking a beer. But man, you don't play video games or watch football when you're on the deck of the Titanic and it's listing and about to break in two. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So there's this process in history where countries get rid of their due process. And then suddenly you reach a flashpoint. It's like throwing paper in a fire. It doesn't burst in flames right away. Then all of a sudden it just goes boom and explodes. But you look at the scale of time. A year, 2 years is like the blinking of an eye politically. We basically are bursting into flame right now. Across the board, every form of oppression and tyranny is just rearing its ugly head. There's a major revolution by the tyrants to seize control, to overturn due process, to overturn basic freedoms. And before I get to the Senate leader surprises lawmakers with new ISIS war powers request, before I get to what's in that and how it ties into Biden, U.S., Turkey, ready for military solution in Syria, boots on the ground, before I tie all this together and why it's such a big deal and just adds to the season of corruption we're in. I like Ted Cruz. We've interviewed him here. He is the guy behind the front runner, Donald Trump. Those two are battling each other. But when I see a clip like the one that's premiering at Infowars.com, sent to us by a listener, and we checked out the providence of the clip, it's really not gotten any attention yet. It just broke at Infowars.com. I am forced to cover it. Now, it's my opinion that Cruz is joking around here. Arnold told Rolling Stone he wanted to be Hitler, wanted to be a dictator, admired tyrants, wanted to be bigger than Jesus. Told filmmakers that as well with Pumping Iron. So with Schwarzenegger, we know his actions. We know he'd like to be a dictator. His dad was an SS officer. You know, the rest is history. But in the case of Ted Cruz, I mean, I want to see the full clips of this. But if you ask me what I wanted when I was 18 years old, I wanted to run our family's ranch and be a cattle rancher and be an outdoorsman. I got involved in politics because they were trying to take our guns. And so I do find it very disturbing when you ask somebody, what do you want to be? What do you want to do? And you say, I want to rule the world and take over. You know, what do we want to do today, Pinky? Well, the same thing we do every day, take over the world, or whatever that cartoon says. Only seen it a few times, like some big pink mouse or something. All I know is I don't want to take over the world. And, you know, maybe super intelligent people are like that. I mean, I think I'm pretty smart. Ted Cruz, I'll tell you, is very smart. I've read his writings. I've watched him, you know, give filibusters. He's obviously in the top 1% of smartest people or less. And he's a constitutionalist on many fronts. He needs to explain this clip, though, because it's the exact type of stuff we're facing. Here I am talking about how we're having a dictatorship of the bureaucracy. The power structure is turning the presidency into a dictatorial office. That's different than the president being a dictator and staying in office. We're just getting an imperial post that operates outside of the Constitution. And no one can deny that process is almost complete. You don't hear folks saying America's a free country anymore, do you? Oh, we give up our liberty for security. But you don't get security when you give up liberty. You get enslavement. So just to set the table here of where we are in this election, here's Ted Cruz talking about wanting to rule the world and be a dictator. The video is up on Infowars.com. Then his father responds at the end in the same time frame, I guess the same conference that folks have dug up. You know, Ted wants to rule the world. What do you think? And then Ted's father responds, well, I don't think he should end up ruling the world. Here's the clip.
What I want to do in life. Is to, be in a teen tit film like that guy who played Horatio. You know, he was in Malibu Bikini Beach Shop. Well, other than that, take over the world, world domination, you know, rule everything, rich, powerful, that sort of stuff.
Rich, powerful, take over everything, world domination. Ted Cruz, 2016.
It's crazy to think Ted's going to rule the world one day.
I hope not.
That's his dad, Rafael Cruz, you know, because your son, can he really take over the world? Well, I hope not. So that's the Cuban refugee saying he hopes his son doesn't become a dictator. Obviously, we need to find out the full context of all of this, but it is really something else. And we'll go more into the context of that a little bit later. Let's go ahead and get into the real world stuff. Not an 18-year-old Ted Cruz wanting to be world dictator, because, you know, obviously Bill Clinton's lined up for that job. If Hillary can get in as president, she wants to make him Secretary General. Let's get into what's currently happening. This is from Defense One on Thursday. Senate leader surprises lawmakers with new ISIS war powers request. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell offered members a snow weekend surprise, quietly teeing up a debate on legal underpinning of the fight against ISIS, which means war powers. Who commands the military? Who gives the war authorization? After months of worrying that such a resolution, such as the authorization for military force, would tie the next president's hands, I love that spin. They already gave the president incredible powers. So McConnell's answer is just give him unlimited. McConnell moved to fast-track the measure, surprised even his top deputy, Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn of Texas. who was unaware that McConnell had set up the authorization. He did, Cornyn asked National Journal on Thursday morning. The AUMF, put forward by McConnell, would not restrict the president's use of ground troops, nor have any limits related to time or geography, nor would it touch on the issue of what to do with the 2001 AUMF, which the Obama administration has used to attack ISIS despite the authorization's instructions to use force against those who plan the 9/11 terrorist attacks. By contrast, the legal authority put forward by the administration last February wouldn't authorize enduring offensive ground combat operations and would have ended 3 years after enactment unless reauthorized. And then it goes on, Lindsey Graham and others that co-sponsored it. There's never been a war resolution in this country's history saying anywhere, anytime, in the future, including America, do whatever you want, don't even come to us. Just like the authorization on the debt ceiling being raised. They just said, you know what, unlimited, don't have to come back, you're done, boom. They're just signing over their authority left and right. Am I saying this is imminent? Announcement of martial law? No, because we're already in it, folks. It's just more now of Congress signing away its authority to an executive so the next executive can come in and do whatever they want, whoever that is. This is craziness. And you can go back to the original article. This is back on the 10th of this month. Mitch McConnell makes clear that he wouldn't authorize war under Obama. Look, I don't want to tie the hands of the next president. The next president may want to actually defeat ISIS. And I think the AUMF authorization to use military force that ties the president's hands behind his back is not something I would want to do to a new president who's going to have to clean up this mess created by all of his passivity over the last 8 years. What spin? They give the president unlimited military power compared to previous ones. And then they claim we've got to give the president even more power because Obama hadn't done his job arming, supporting ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And the neocons all know that. They're knee-deep in it as well. Incredible is the answer to that. And then they come out with this military authorization to just basically make the president a military dictator and say that's to beat ISIS when you could have said ground troops or whatever. Again, ground troops will mean absolutely devastating civil war with thousands of U.S. troops being killed to back the rebels that are 90% Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and ISIS, Wahhabist, and our own military is in open revolt against that. We're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to walk through more of this, but you can see what they're doing here, folks. You can see how they're laying the groundwork for all of it. And now when we come back, they've got Russian and Turkish troops who are NATO lined up against each other. And mainstream media admits it's a huge escalation in a proxy war with Russia that's in its own backyard trying to stop radical Islamists who've been attacking Russia. And Russia's not some lion, panacea, perfect, you know, angel here. But Russia didn't start this, and our government with Saudi Arabia is running ISIS, and they want to send in U.S. forces to the rescue against Assad and think you're so dumb, they claim it's against ISIS.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here's the really big question I'm asking. Why are governments all over the world arming themselves against their local populations? Why are governments digging in? Why are they getting armored vehicles for the first time in modern history and saying it's for civil unrest? Why are elites moving to armored redoubts, armored fortresses, and offshore floating islands? Well, they tell us it's to get away from worldwide collapse. And then we cover it, and they have the New York Times and others say we're fear porn dealers and that nothing's going to happen. I hope nothing happens. But you see the establishment gearing up for all this and passing civil emergency legislation all over the world. And things are deteriorating quickly. So I want to ask former military, current military, citizens, constitutional lawyers, others, first-time callers as well. Am I wrong in being concerned about the most open-ended military authorization ever? They're trying to hand Obama? That's how the doublethink works. They give them huge, wide-open, open-ended powers. Then they go, those aren't strong enough. We're not going to tie a president's hands because you won't do anything about ISIS when he's already authorized. We're just going to give you in perpetuity total control to do whatever you want and make the president a dictator when it comes to military force. That's how you move the Overton window. It's like, you know, we're not going to let this robber steal $5 million from the bank. We're going to let him steal $50 million. That'll show him. And it just fits into the open borders by executive power, coming after the guns by executive power. But it's how these lawyers spin it like it's no big deal. It's like Obama came out and said, my executive order is non-binding and advisory only on how we're just going to put people on a no-gun buy list who have no criminal record. And lawyers were on TV going, that's really smart because he doesn't have the authority. He just says it's an advisement. But they're ordering the FBI to do it, which is real. You think it's real when Obama advises ICE to let the illegals come in, put them on buses, give them vouchers, ship them in? Oh, the president doesn't have the power to shut down coal power plants. He just orders the EPA to do it. Well, you know, when Hitler ordered that attack on Russia, it was advisory. So the generals, you know, didn't really follow orders. They just did what they thought was advisory. No, folks, it's dictatorship with some weird little legalese added on to say, well, we didn't really mean it, but we're doing it. And then we get to this. This is military authorization to go into Syria like they tried 3 years ago in our own military, our own chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dempsey at the time, who's left now, retired. So notice it's a whole other ballgame. He went to the White House. He said the military will not fight on the side of Al-Qaeda. That's who you're turning Syria over to. This is immoral. Syria didn't attack us. We're not doing it. I told you that first. It came out in the news a year later. Rand Paul came out and said we're not Al-Qaeda's Air Force. So did Ted Cruz, to his credit. And now, bipartisanly, we hear U.S. Turkey ready for military solution in Syria. Geneva peace talks postpones, destined to failure. Biden has announced. Here's another one. America and Turkey begin ground invasion of Syria. How will Russia respond? That's in the Associated Press, an announcement by AFRICOM and U.S. CENTCOM. Conflict in Syria escalates as Russia and U.S. establish air bases along Turkish borders. Significant developments ahead of peace talks that have now been canceled. And it goes into the forces lining up against each other on the border. WikiLeaks cables portray Saudi Arabia as a cash machine for terrorists. And meanwhile, they're giving authorization for boots on the ground in Syria, and U.S. troops have gone into Iraq now. Here's Zero Hedge's article on it. Mitch McConnell moves to grant the president unlimited war powers with no expiration date. The essential act of war is destruction, not necessarily of human lives, but of the products of human labor. War is a way of shattering to pieces or pouring into the stratosphere, or sinking into the depths of the sea materials which might otherwise be used to make the masses too comfortable, and hence, in the long run, too intelligent. George Orwell. This was a Pentagon mole sending U.S. troops to Iraq. That was 2 days ago. They'd already done it. Here's AP and the Military Times. Hundreds more U.S. troops may go to Iraq. They already sent a whole bunch. Here's another one. Emergency powers given to Barack Obama, authority over just about everything during a major national crisis. Remember this CNN op-ed? Can we cue up the Bernie Sanders on the gun grabbing, please? Thank you. CNN op-ed calls for Obama to declare national state of emergency to gut Second Amendment. CNN calls for them to use civil emergency to take the guns. Oh, here's AFP. Disquiet, that's French news agency, disquiet, oh, they're concerned, grows over French state of emergency. When a state of emergency was imposed in France after the November attacks, numb with terror weary, citizens welcome the show of force, but a sense of creeping unease, over civil liberties has turned to outright opposition in many quarters as French President Hollande indicated this week that he would seek to renew the measures for another 3 months and has already declared civil emergency over the money. I'm going to stop there. We got all the civil emergency talk. Just have the president declare a civil emergency. Well, they've already done it. They're already acting under executive fiat. And they're not getting in trouble. The Republicans are handing any more power because they work for the very same special interest. And it's that illusion of fighting that's creating the fact that people are asleep. Look at this. Bernie Sanders calls for totalitarian gun confiscations. Sanders will ban guns that are primarily, quote, designed to kill people. Well, that's all guns. It's not about hunting, Sanders. This is the old way to ban it, like they've done in Europe. Oh, stuff that could kill cops. Well, that's any bullets. And anything that's semi-auto. Let's go to this clip from him on NBC's Meet the Press. This video is on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
What I said several months ago, having a D-minus voting record from the NRA, having voted to ban assault weapons way back in 1988. Yeah, that was a piece of legislation that I wanted to relook at. And what that legislation had, among other things, is a prohibition on armor-piercing ammunition designed to kill police officers. It had language in it for a child lock safety for our kids, important provision.
They're not your kids,
turd. There
were
things in it that I did not like and that I was willing to rethink. We have rethought it. There's a bill apparently
being introduced. We have rethought it.
I like that bill. It makes some good changes, and we will be supportive of it.
Make some good changes?
I believe very strongly in an instant background check. I think we have to expand it. I think we have to make sure 100% that we keep guns out of the hands of people who should not have that, people with criminal backgrounds, people who are mentally unstable.
Already laws in the books.
That has been my view from day one.
Again, Bernie Sanders talks about wealth redistribution all day, and the more liberalism we get, the more government we get, the less middle class there is. And it's the big mega rich that are funding people like him and Hillary and others because they want a big domesticated, dumbed-down population. It's so simple. Socialism and communism always creates a total train wreck disaster. But you've got the same dumbed-down idiots that went to get 2-3 college degrees to get jobs that didn't exist. They're lined up to him wanting everything free. Just like Obamacare was supposed to be free. Now Sanders is promising some free health care. It's a fixed system. The bigger the system gets, the more it gets fixed. You have a small government, you have prosperity. You have a big government, you get a screw job. That's history. But you folks don't want to admit that. That is the socialist useful idiots out there. We're going to come back and take your phone calls and get into a ton of other really important news items in the next hour. The Sunday phone number is a little different. I want to hear from military, police, first-time callers. What do you think about this process into tyranny we're seeing? The number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Briefly, please spread the word about this broadcast. They're doing everything they can to try to shut it up. But I know you're taking action. You're the secret weapon of InfoWars. Spread the word. Send out the free links, the podcasts, the videos, the news articles. You have the power. Buy the incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Limited edition Hillary for President shirts are almost sold out. The new We Will Never Surrender the Second Amendment shirts that are limited edition. And ending tomorrow, we've extended through the weekend, but it ends tomorrow. Get Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, and Super Mill Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. 15% off. We've got a lot of discounts on the water filtration systems right now, or you can trust the government and drink that water, and it all supports this hardcore op tip of the spear. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you hear that? That's Europe being flushed down the giant toilet in the house of globalism. George Soros, one of the main plumbers responsible for the leaking pipes of Europe, is declaring to the public, like the proud Black Lives Matter funding billionaire criminal he is, that the EU is on the verge of collapse. While the Dutch Prime Minister says,
and let me be clear, the current numbers are not sustainable. We are running out of time. We need a sharp reduction in the number of refugees in the coming 6 to 8 weeks.
The UK's Express reports frustrated female refugee center workers who welcome the refugees with open arms and compassion are on the verge of quitting after regularly being sexually assaulted and even threatened with decapitation by a wave of 25-year-old male refugees. Meanwhile, the ungrateful invaders are now suing the German government, complaining that the asylum process is taking too long. Some European countries are beginning to fight back, as Denmark is considering moving the refugees to camps outside the cities. While a wave of derelicts dubbed rape-fugees victimized record numbers of women and children across Eurasia. But in Sweden, where the rape epidemic in particular is exploding, Sweden is funding a sniper training course for recently arrived third world refugees as part of their integration program. Despite the ever-growing refugee terrorist attacks across Europe, the sniping course began on a small scale in the fall. Interest exploded among the non-white invaders to take the course. Sweden has officially lost its collectivized mind. And where does the Obama administration stand on the preparedness of the inevitable confrontations within the United States? The Washington Examiner reports a pair of Department of Homeland Security officials told the Senate on Wednesday that the government does not search for most of the people who overstay their temporary visas. A day after DHS said that nearly 500,000 people were still in the United States after having overstayed their visas last year. Those DHS officials had to testify because the DHS has failed miserably in an attempt to implement a biometric refugee tracking system that was supposed to be up and running over 10 years ago, as required by law in 2004. The Washington Free Beacon reports, senior Obama administration officials had trouble in the past year informing Congress about the number of individuals who had overstayed their visas. The administration also could not provide Congress with statistics about the number of Syrian refugees who had been granted residency in the United States in 2015. There are currently 1,000 open investigations into ISIS members in the United States right now, and that number is trivial. The investigations of 113 of those foreign-born individuals with terror charges have been blocked by the Obama administration since 2014. So, America, can I ask you a question? What are you going to do when and if the rape of your sister, mother, wife, or girlfriend by Middle Eastern refugees starts happening in your town? John Bound for Infowars.com.
But folks, I want to explain something here. Okay, many countries in the Middle East and North Africa, like Libya or Jordan or even Egypt, raping women is not put up with, and women do get suppressed some, do have some of their rights taken, and I'm against it. But they get to go to college, and they get to drive cars, and they get to run things and be doctors and lawyers, and they don't put up with it. But if you talk about Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other places, women are literally lower than animals. They lock them up, basically. They beat them up. They can kill them whenever they want. And you take the low classes out of Saudi Arabia and other areas. These are people that Saudi Arabia has basically kicked out into Syria. This is like the hillbillies of the Saudi Arabians and people. And you put them into Europe with all the super, you know, liberal trendies and stuff. I mean, it's explosive mixture. And it is going on. And they just treat women like dirt. I mean, it's a fact, folks. It is a fact that it's just crazy that the left is into this. These are sick people.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a big fight brewing at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. It only went up about 40 minutes ago, and people are upset, hundreds of comments. They're saying, why is InfoWars posting a video of Ted Cruz saying he wants to be world dictator when he was 18? Others saying, don't defend Ted Cruz. How dare you, Donald Trump? You're scum. Listen. I went and looked at major news sites today, and nobody had this, which makes it even more of a responsibility that we post it. I like Ted Cruz. I'd be happy with him or Donald Trump. I'm on record about that. They're a trillion times better than Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. But if you got a video of Ted Cruz talking about being a dictator and his dad responding to it saying it's not good, we're not going to not post it. I mean, when I saw it, when Nico told me about it this morning, and I said, or this afternoon, I said, is it on other sites? Is it out there? And he said, no. Because if it was on 50 sites, I probably wouldn't have posted it because it's already out there. It's because it wasn't out there that I have a responsibility to put it up. You know, sometimes there's bad examples of gun owners doing bad things, and we'll post the article. Because we'll also then say statistically gun crime's dropping, but there's still some bad uses of guns. But, you know, just like there are butcher knives. We really try to have a real intellectual argument. Because the minute I start becoming delusional, the minute I start tailoring information to what I want to believe and self-censoring, we're done. We're done. I believe in the Second Amendment because we fought a revolution to create it. Every other country's basically been disarmed. I know the elite want to take our guns to enslave us. It doesn't mean there aren't problems with guns. There doesn't mean there aren't bad things happening with them. Still, statistically, it's very, very rare compared to drowning or dying in a car wreck or cancer, being, you know, whatever. Still, the point is they want our guns to enslave us, and their arguments about wanting to keep us safe aren't the real reason they're doing it. And so we've had a political and social and cultural break with the establishment because we know the social contract has been severed. We have an elite that want to conquer us and have it out for us and are cold-blooded and are doing horrible things all over the world. Chris, Shane, Dwayne, James, Ryan, Kevin, Dwayne, Steve, and others, we're going to go to all of you. We're going to go to all of you right now. And then I'm going to get more into Bloomberg, sensing an opening, looks to run for the White House, New York Times. Hillary is on the verge of being indicted. That's being reported. It may actually happen. The signs are there. Trump comes out and says, black people, elect me and I'll actually come speak in your neighborhoods and I'll try to get make work projects and I'll try to get your wages up. Obama's doubled your unemployment. I will actually pay attention to you because I don't take you for granted. Absolutely. In business and life, you want to go do deals with who really needs you the most, not with who doesn't need you. I mean, you know, there's a lot of common sense stuff here. And poll numbers show that 20% of Democrats saying they're going to vote Trump, which will make him beat Hillary right now in Gallup. Bunch of them, like something like 7% of that is black. Of the 20, so like almost a third of it or more. That's exciting. And it doesn't mean Trump's perfect or we can totally trust him. It's just that we know Hillary's bad. We know Jeb Bush is bad. So I'm going to get to all that. I'm going to get to a very interesting article that ties into our major problems we face. A drug to cure fear, the New York Times reports. Kind of like that scientist Nika pointed out that was studying the woman who didn't feel pain. I'm going to get more into it, but you need pain to know when something's burning your hand or to know when you're got a gallstone or, you know, whatever the case is, or when your leg is sprained, don't walk on it, let it heal. Just like you need fear. It's fear and adrenaline in a fight that makes you win, that makes your senses hone. I mean, I've been in situations before growing up in Dallas where they were life-threatening. I'm just going to leave it at that because it's just reality stranger than fiction. I'm not going to get into some of the stories, but when somebody pulls out a butcher knife on you at a 7-Eleven parking lot and comes at you with it, everything goes into slow motion and you get real strong. And when that person's on the ground and been disarmed and stomped, and you're just waiting for the ambulance to get there, you're so alive, it's incredible. And let me tell you, it's addicting. That's how people become police officers or soldiers. They've experienced that. They want it again and again and again. I've never been more alive than when somebody's coming at me with a butcher knife. And actually, you're fighting with them on the ground, and that butcher knife starts getting driven down into your shoulder about an inch. You're going to find some strength you didn't know you had. Fear controlled becomes strength. That's an Alex Jones quote. And everything I do, what we've been able to build, is because 21 years ago I saw the threat to human liberty and I took action and built one of the most powerful independent media operations in the world, thanks to your support. And the reason I tell that story is because you're not supposed to have fear and go cower in the corner. You're supposed to have fear and take action and turn that fear into will. Fear and courage are about 1 millimeter away from each other, just like love and hate are. Indifference is the opposite of love, not hate. And fear and courage are so close to each other. Courage is fear acted on in a good way. Courage is someone who's gone through their fear and decided to get out of a bad situation and committed to the full power of their humanity. You better be afraid, folks. You better put it into action. But everything the globalists do is to figure out how to turn your instincts off. We're going to go to break so I get to everybody. I'm going to come back, and I promise for the next two segments, take nothing but calls, then I'll cover news in the final segment. But I wanted to talk to viewers just for a minute or two before we go to break here about committing. World governments out in the open, forced inoculations are openly being pushed, state-run media is announcing your children belong to them. The enemy thinks he can roar and intimidate you. You know, the devil goes about like a lion, roaring, seeing who he may devour. Those that get scared and fall down at the roar, like a woman running from Jason in the Friday the 13th and falling, you know, and scooting, that's what somebody really does in the real world. But a lot of folks actually do that. Growing up, I always thought, that's crazy. I'd run, I'd fight. People don't fall down and beg. No, they do, actually. I just genetically and instinctively would not. I'm a predator. I'm a killer. But I'm not preying on my own people. It's going to take that primal energy with will and modern science to come together with plans. If I could build all this to take on the enemy, and I'm just a guy from Texas, believe me, you can do a lot as well. Please support us, spread the word about the broadcast, and know when you're doing that, you're sticking a big stick in the enemy's eye. They can't stand what we're doing. They can't stand the success we're having. They're pulling out all the stops with dirty tricks that I tell you are simply amazing, but we're committed and believe in Providence, and we need your prayers, and we need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and try the products like Brain Force or Supermel Vitality or X2, the good halogen. Find out about it, why it's such a detoxifier, what it's done for other people, why it's such a game changer. Folks, if you knew how good it was and what it's done for me and others, you wouldn't be waiting. You'd be there getting it. It's 15% off, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. And with the funds we get, we can face down the enemy. We can face down the attacks. We can put the reporters in the field. We can pay the server bills. We can continue on in the enemy's face and expand as well. InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be back. Cardinals and the Patriots.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Alex Jones Show.
You know, I'll be pretty honest with you. I'm proud of the fact that I don't even know what the next playoff is or who's playing who or what's going on. I just know about legislation and world events and what ISIS cells are doing in America. But New England's losing 12 to Denver at 20. That's what's really important, right, folks? And a lot of people have supposedly piled their money up on the Patriots in Vegas, but looks like that's not going too well in the AFC Championship game. Right now, though, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls here as promised. Who's up first here, guys? All right, let's go to James in South Carolina. You're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First off, kudos on playing the video of Cruz. I wouldn't expect anything less of InfoWars. Second off, speaking of these ISIS terror cells, isn't that what Obama's got up his sleeve here? With this legislation they're trying to get through?
Yeah, they're trying to pass legislation to make the presidency be able to use the military anywhere they want in the world, anytime, including boots on the ground, major war, without congressional authorization, saying it's no big deal, but they've never done it in 240 years of U.S. history. That's admitted in the news articles, but it's no big deal. And on top of that, to fight an enemy, our government and NATO and Saudi Arabia and Turkey admittedly have been arming and protecting. Even Donald Trump's talking about it. So, wow, talk about a false flag. The jihadi radical Islamicist terrorists are real. But the fact that they're being protected and let in is the false flag. And look at Europe declared civil emergency, martial law, after the jihad attacks that they brought in. It's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to see. And, Alex, you always talk about how the elite are bunkering down. And a lot of people don't understand this, but you don't have to be rich to bunker down. People need to look up Cobb. People look up Adobe, Super Adobe. You can build a bunker for pennies. I just built one. My girlfriend built it. I'm disabled. I've got two crushed vertebrae in my back. She built this thing with her bare hands, 24-inch walls, bulletproof, fireproof, tornado.
And again, if nothing bad comes or happens, that's great. It just improves the value of your own property to have, quote, a storm cellar out in the back under a fake, you know, tree trunk that you lift up and you go down in there and play poker or whatever. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. And, you know, folks used to have their own storm cellars for Tornado Alley. Now they just wait in the house and dive with a tornado. And because it's kooky and weird to have your own storm shelter. But you're absolutely right. The elite are moving to rural areas, saying they believe a global collapse is coming. That's a canary in the coal mine. We appreciate your call. Great points. All right. Who should I go to next here? Because I know there's so many callers. I can't remember who's been in holding longer. All right. Ryan in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Ryan in Michigan?
Yep. Not going to screen your call. You're on air.
Hey, I just wanted to commend you for the courage that you have, because I know a lot of people are, probably thinking very bad things about you right now. And again, the courage, hats off to you. The biggest thing that you talked about is, what are we doing about this news that you're telling us? And I am trying to do things about it. I want to ask you, what is the best way to talk about this to my friends and family without them thinking that I'm some kind of a nut, you know, or some kind of...
Well, number one, a famous salesman once said, the hardest person to sell is your friends and family. They have disrespect for themselves and who they are subconsciously. So if you're associated with them because they hate themselves, they won't want to listen to you. It's the same statement, a prophet's not known in his own country. I would go to city council and speak about these issues boldly and confidently. I would do your own access show, call into radio, start your own newsletter, become a leader, even in small ways, and then your friends and family will listen. I would send them a video of this call. It'll be on YouTube tonight. And say, how do I get your friends and family to tyranny? Well, that's what we'll call this. And send it to them and say, hey, even constitutional lawyers say we're going into tyranny. We've been signed on to debts that are impossible to pay. The president's being given dictatorial power. This is all happening because Americans think of themselves as jellyfish that aren't politically involved. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. That's what I would do. It's not your job to save the world. It's just your job to be involved and doing the right thing. If more people just did a little bit, many hands make light work, we wouldn't be in this position. But there's such political illiteracy. I saw a university study out last week where 10% of college seniors think Judge Judy's on the Supreme Court. Something like 80% of people on average in college don't know the three branches of government. And then when they hear somebody that's informed, they just go conspiracy theory, not because they actually look down on you. They feel scared that you even have language skills. Yeah, it's 10% of college grads think Judge Judy is on the Supreme Court. 59% of college students surveyed believe the father of the Constitution was Thomas Jefferson. Well, that's pretty good because he was the father of the Declaration of Independence. And he had a hand in the Constitution. Kevin in Colorado, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
What's up, Alex? First off, I just want to salute you for what you do, because I'm straight out of Dallas, Texas, just like you are. So I know, I understand how it is down there. The way you talk about, you know, growing up and stuff. My parents are about the same age as you, and except they didn't really understand what was going on. So they didn't inform me as I grew up. So one day I just stumbled across your show, and you basically woke me up. So I thank you for that.
Well, God bless you, my friend, and hats off to you. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, I want to, about that Ted Cruz video, I mean, people need to understand InfoWars is going to cover any candidate no matter what they're doing, even if it's someone like Rand Paul. If you were to do something wrong, you guys are going to cover it because that's what y'all do. You know, y'all expose to the y'all expose the truth. So people need to get over that fact.
Absolutely. I mean, even when I make a mistake, I try to get up here and talk about it because it's just that transparency and genuineness. That's all we got. And I think he was probably joking. I almost put joking in the headline, but we don't know that. He needs to respond and say, hey, that's out of context. Hey, that's a joke. Or tell us why he'd make a good dictator. I mean, I'll be honest. I like Trump. He gets a little into the white horse thing too, where he's going to save us. You know, it's all a little bit creepy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Trump too. You got to watch some of the things he says, but a lot of those candidates are watching the show and they do respond to what you have to say.
I agree. Stay there, Kevin. Stay there. Don't hang up. Yeah, Ted Cruz came out and said the people have Drudge Report to counter the mainstream media. And so, I mean, he gets it. He's a good guy. He has a great voting record. But he's sitting there on video talking about how he wants to be a dictator. He needs to respond to it. That's all. So we put it out. We're going to come back to you, Kevin, then to Chris, Shane, Dwayne, Steve, and others.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, with 12 seconds to go, we're here watching the big playoff game. The Patriots versus the Broncos, 18-20. Will they be able to tie up the game or is it all over? Who cares? I mean, it's a badge of honor that I don't know about this. If the country wasn't being collapsed, if world government wasn't being announced, then I might be watching this game. But again, people go, man, it's weird. He gets excited about politics. He gets excited about freedom, excited about sovereignty, excited about medical innovation. But he doesn't like football. It's not that I don't like football. It's paid for propaganda. I told people years ago that all that stuff where they'd cut to troops and talk about the troops was paid for, and it shouldn't be paid for. The NFL should just donate the time and do it. Oh, shut up, you conspiracy theorist. Then last year they admitted all fake. That's all I'm saying. And then they don't actually take care of the troops when they get injured, and private groups have to do it, and the VA's got them on death list with a computer deciding who to treat. See what I mean? Oh, but we all feel good watching the NFL, kind of like Walmart has big American flags in it saying made in America when almost everything they have is made in Chinese slave factories. So we'll announce that as it unfolds. But going back to your phone calls right now, let's talk to Kevin in Colorado. Kevin, you got cut off with a break. Go ahead and finish your point.
All right. So you brought up a good point. And about everything being made in China, because one thing, you know, my brother is real big into the NFL, and to me, it's just completely distracting people from what's going on, like the Obama, you know, getting military powers, you know, and just stuff like that. It's unbelievable. Now, I've actually worked at a retail center like that, and it's unbelievable how they watch us on cameras. We have iPads that are watching us, listening to us. We have fingerprinters that we have to fingerprint for any kind of returns. And anytime we get people's returns, we have to get all their information. And
people say, oh, good, that's for security. The point is, it will become ubiquitous to buy and sell to do it, and that gives the government and corporations total control, and they admit they're planning to do it. And by the way, the Broncos are going to the Super Bowl. They have won. We've got DrudgeReport.com showing that, the final 18-20. And again, while we're busy watching play games, the real game to dominate humanity is taking place. Go ahead.
Exactly. And you know, this, and I it's the name of my store has American in it, and it's crazy how all the clothes are made from China by slave laborers. You know, we all need to get together. We need to bring back our jobs to America. We need to, you know, even if you're going home and just creating a YouTube channel or getting on Facebook, you need to start reposting your things, videos of, you know, InfoWars. They need to get on Prison Planet. It doesn't cost very much. I did that this year when it was on sale. And now I'm on YouTube, and I repost the
good
videos because, you know, the more we can do and get people awake, that's what we need to do. We all need to stand up because Alex Jones isn't the only one who can get mad. We need to get mad, and we need to do something about it.
God bless you. Everybody's got a smartphone, or you can buy a cheap video camera for like $50. And you can go out just as a news gatherer. I had a buddy. We'll have a buddy. He ended up being my camera guy for years, and he took over some of his family businesses and doesn't do it anymore because he's so successful. But he was a taxi driver. And he made sometimes as much money videotaping houses burning or wrecks or whatever for the news than he made as a taxi driver with his video camera. And I said, hey, you ought to just come work for me. And then he worked for me part-time because I could call him anytime. He'd come work with me. He wasn't trained in school, any of that. You know, he'd get $500 sometimes for a house fire, or $200 for, you know, car wreck, or, you know, $500 for a, you know, police shooting or whatever. And his brother is also an awesome cop, interesting enough, so I guess he might. The point is that there's so many things out there, just entrepreneurially, but separately for this country. Everybody should have a camera on them. And then shoot video of what you see and talk about it. Just the power of the people doing that is incalculable, what it does. I want to go back to phone calls here. It's just that we've gotten in this position by being passive, by not being involved. And if people that want to promote liberty just get involved and just let Congress know they're not going to put up with tyranny, things will change. What has CNN and MSNBC said so many times? Congress has introduced a bill to stop giving armored vehicles to local police because of Alex Jones. Congress is investigating why federal agencies are all arming themselves. Or Congress is investigating while the military is trying to take on the Tea Party. Or Congress is investigating, you know, the IRS, why they're following talking points of Alex Jones and bills are being passed. I'm just one talk show host. You get upset about Mitch McConnell trying to give Obama dictatorial power over the military. He spends it criticizing Obama. Ah, you don't want enough power to deal with ISIS. I'm going to give you all the power. And then it's just, you know, total control. These are the tricks they play. We have to make that an issue. We have to let them know we're aware of what they're doing. Dwayne in Illinois, then Dwayne in the Bay Area. I guess that's out in San Francisco. Go ahead, Dwayne. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Yeah, I'm just calling in, first-time caller. First of all, I want to let you know about the products that I get from you. Survival Shield, DNA Force, Winter Sun, all different types. That's besides the fact.
Well, since you brought it up, I thought you were calling in about positive Farrakhan comments in that big interview with Farrakhan. But, I mean, have the products been good for you? I mean, how have they worked for you?
I think they're great. Everything you say plus. The DNA Force, you know, I ran out and I could tell. I get my circulation goes away, you know. It's things start falling asleep.
Yeah. For those that don't know, we have to buy it from Mitsubishi America. Almost no one else even puts it in vitamins that are even available. You have to get them from doctors, nutraceutical. Like I had to go through a whole medical deal on the DEA because it's not prescription, but they still control it. And the BioPQQ, it's got CoQ10 too. It's like, you know, $60 for a small bottle at the store. This has more CoQ10 than, you know, than major brands. But the BioPQQ is really something special that's been proven with the DNA, the telomeres, the body. That's why you have areas that have been, you know, numb or areas of nerve damage. We can actually say with DNA Force, it regrows nerves. I mean, it's a nutraceutical. They've made it prescription in Europe, the BioPQQ. It cost us now $14,000 a kilo for the BioPQQ. What did it do? And that's one ingredient of a whole bunch in DNA Force. What did it do?
I pretty much forgot of what I had. You know, I got factor 5. It's a blood disorder, and you don't clot properly. You make blood clots that are bad for you that can kill you.
Wow.
And with the DNA Force, it totally went away. Now that I'm off.
Yeah, the Japanese, we can't say this in America, but folks should check out BioPQQ and what they say it does. But the Japanese government lets them say. The Japanese are, and they're the longest lived people in the world, by the way, but for a lot of reasons. BioPQQ is incredible. It is incredible. And they've got knockoff synthetic versions that are still probably do something, but nothing. We have the biological source of BioPQQ. We have the earth-based, animal-based BioPQQ, not the synthetic. And it is incredible. Anyways, what was your political point? I'm sorry, and I'm going to come back with more calls, Dwayne.
It's not political or not. I'm just your regular guy. I just wanted to comment on your Farrakhan interview. I thought it was great. I think you're right about Farrakhan. He is a different person. People do grow. It's not just that this, what you call government, is after the black man. They're after all of us. And that's the thing they don't get, is they got them right there, divide and conquer, like they always do. That's how they get us.
God bless you, Dwayne. Yeah, the full two-hour interview with Louis Farrakhan's up on Infowars.com. I'm not even endorsing Louis Farrakhan. I'm simply saying, hear what he says for 2 hours. And it's very informative. I just want to bring people together. I want to stop George Soros' race war. And Louis Farrakhan agrees with me. That is a big step forward. We're going to come back with Chris, Shane, and Dwayne in the final segment.
He aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back.
Look, folks, the stock markets are plunging. The derivatives are worse than they were in 2008. It's mathematically impossible to pay back. It's not our debt. Global governments being announced. The very elites doing all this are setting up class warfare because the average poor person thinks somebody that makes $10 more than them is rich. We have to transcend this and realize we have a group of anti-human globalists running things who are really nasty and who have openly said they're using science to try to come in and figure out ways to totally manipulate society fraudulently, just like they've done the stock market, interest rates, currency rates. It's all rigged. It's all admitted. It's not a free market system. Stop scapegoating it. You know, Bernie Sanders says one thing that's true. He says we have a rigged system. It is. It's not capitalism, though. Bloomberg, sensing an opening, revisits a potential White House run. New York Times, that's how weak Hillary Clinton is. Bloomberg trial balloon has Republicans laughing. Yeah, don't run as a Republican with your pro-abortion, anti-gun antics. The McLaughlin group comes out and says they believe Hillary will be indicted. That's the word in Chicago. Woman confronts Hillary about her health. She laughs about it. I mean, she's looked really sick. She's not releasing her medical info. Trump boasts blacks will like me better than Obama. And there's a video up there of a very nice black lady breaking down why she is supporting Trump. It's an article, Black Woman Says Trump Gives Real Hope and Real Change, the American Mirror. Meanwhile, Glenn Beck, who I don't want to bash, but he's inserting himself in the campaign, so I will, tells Iowa crowd he prefers... In fact, can we try to get that and play that? I mean, I know I didn't tell you to get that clip, but I kind of want to play that, even off YouTube if we need to. Glenn Beck tells Iowa crowd he prefers Bernie Sanders over Donald Trump. That's all you need to know right there. Really? Really? Wow. Wow. Man, I like Ted Cruz, but man, I tell you, with somebody like that supporting him, I'm in a major syndicated radio host. I'm inside baseball. Beck has basically tried to become me and then misrepresent what I stand for while trying to destroy me, and I'm just sick of it. I'm really tired of it. And now he's going after Donald Trump. Ted Cruz, we've got the Drudge Report. The mainstream media stranglehold is over. Yeah, I agree. That means new media. We have the new media. Let's start acting like it. Meanwhile, Paul Ryan to meet with Obama next week. Isn't that just special? Oh, but the Des Moines Register endorses Clinton and Rubio. That tells you all you need to know on that front. I mentioned this, then I'm going to your calls. I'm going to cover this more tomorrow, but a drug to cure fear, a chemical so you don't fear. Oh, don't fear so you don't pay attention and run off the road. Don't fear so you don't lock your front door. Don't fear so you don't try to spend time with your kids so they don't get on drugs. You have fear when you get up to an edge of a cliff for a reason. And everything the system's trying to do is about turning off your basic instincts. And people have done that to tyranny, to corruption, to being usurped. And it's because the world is so complex, we become just spectators or basically cogs in a machine instead of realizing the decisions we make and what we do change this machine for better or for worse. The World Health Organization, among us, who among us hasn't wanted to let go of anxiety and forget about fear? Phobias, panic attacks, and disorders like post-traumatic stress are extremely common. 29% of American adults will suffer from anxiety at some point in their lives. And then it goes over the neuroscience psychiatry units and what they're developing. Folks, that's like saying get rid of feeling. You just put your hand on a hot stove, so what if it burns your skin? And now we go into the collapse of society because people won't go through justifiable pain or fear or anxiety of what people even think about them to stand up for what's right. And so we lose our humanity. I forget who it was that said, those that avoid legitimate suffering, you know, avoiding legitimate suffering is basically the fount or the root or the spring from which mental illness springs. People won't admit they're wrong. I know so many people that I don't want to defeat, that I don't want to outsmart, that I don't want to crush. But in some weird mental illness, primitive form of dominance, they want to take me on. And they fail by the providence of God. And I take no pleasure in it. And the globalists are experts at manipulating people, and it's very, very sad. And they want you domesticated. They want you dumb. They want to turn off your own self-preservation instincts because they don't want sentient, involved people involved. They don't want to compete with you. They don't want to live with you. They hate you because they hate themselves. Chris in Indiana, you're on the air. Thanks for calling on this Sunday worldwide broadcast.
Evening, Alex.
Go ahead.
For all those skeptical people out there that I know are on your show, that listen to your show, including you and me, may I read the first two paragraphs of the preface of Donald Trump's book entitled Crippled America? It'll take 1 minute.
I haven't read the intro to his book, Crippled America, though I plugged it when he was on. What does he say? Go ahead and read it to us. Do you have it in front of you?
I have it very in front of my eyes right now. The first two paragraphs, first page, beginning. Some readers may be wondering why the picture we used on the cover of this book is so angry and so mean-looking. I had some beautiful pictures taken in which I had a big smile on my face. I looked happy. I looked content. I looked like a very nice person. My family loved those pictures and wanted me to use one of them. The photographer did a great job. But I decided it was not appropriate. In this book, we are talking about crippled America. Unfortunately, there's very little that's nice about it. So I wanted a picture where I was not happy, a picture that reflected the anger and unhappiness that I feel, rather than joy. because we are not in a joyous situation right now. We're in a situation where we have to go back to work to make America great again. All of us. That's why I've written this book. And that's the end of paragraph two, end of the first page.
And the globalists don't exactly. Just him saying, make us great again, get involved, cut taxes, free market, make better trade deals. The globalists do want us to fall into this larger global government. They do want to sabotage us. They do want to bankrupt us. They do want to get us on welfare. Of course, they want to increase black unemployment. They think that's their slaves, you know, for the Democratic Party. And what just what he's saying is revolutionary, and you must support what he's saying. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that at the very end of that second part, it says that's one sentence, those three words, all of us. And that's why you got all these minority groups protesting this thing, because he wants to cut off the Gibbs, which is the wealth. He wants to cut wealth.
And folks are scared. Folks are scared. They don't understand how good it is just to live your own life. God bless you. Really great point. I'm glad you made that. Shane in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend. Go ahead.
I'm on a call for two reasons. One, I wanted to plug your products for you. The products that I'm taking right now, I've been taking them for about a month, and they are great.
Thank you.
I've been taking the Nation Iodine X2. It's like night and day. I've left caffeine alone completely. The Super Male Vitality is great, and the Deep Cleanse is excellent. Also, I've been taking the Brain Force, felt a major difference with that, and the vitamin D3 and B12.
Wow, thank you, sir. You helped fund our operation. But yeah, so many people are deficient, or they're eating or drinking iodine that's bound. There's very little iodine out there that isn't bound up with something. This is actually pure, actually goes into your blood, goes into your brain, and all I know is when I don't take it, I feel the difference.
Oh, it's definitely. And the second thing I want to do is I want to talk about the Farrakhan interview. I thought that was excellent, Alex. And what I wanted to touch on is the fact that media is not reporting on it at all.
Yeah, notice they're always all over Farrakhan. They're not because it was so positive.
Yeah, well, you know, I looked on Google, and the only thing I've seen was the Nation of Islam newspaper and the article that you guys wrote. That's it.
And that lets you know when there's a total shutdown of news and information, they're afraid of it because it doesn't fit into the narrative. God bless you. Real fast, Dwayne in the Bay Area, you got 1 minute. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex? If one more person comes up to me and tells me, what can you do about all this, I'm going to about blow my stack. But anyway, what I called for was I just talked to two local sheriffs in the county I live in, and they said that they are Syrian refugees being brought in through the Travis Air Force Base, already being done right here, right now.
Sir, they put 320-something at my alma mater. We checked every other high school, hundreds. They claim there's only 50-something in the whole state of Texas. I agree. Somebody get down there with a camera, get it on tape. We don't have the... I mean, I'd send reporters. I don't even have the funds to send reporters. They're in Michigan and other areas in Iowa right now. But absolutely, brother, everybody needs to document that something's going on, and it's crazy. God bless you. Sorry I didn't have more time. Dwayne, let's put Dwayne on hold and get more details from him and get him in touch with one of our reporters, because we need to look into this. Back tomorrow.